Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The American Family Farmer. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster, putting the two items together in the weekly American Family Farmer program, which focuses on the news that affects the family farm, the food that comes from the family farm, how you are affected, how your family is affected by the family farmers. Lots of different influences going on. As we know, the drought is a really big problem. Picture yourself in Texas this week, where in one day they had 14 inches of rain. Imagine being a farmer down in Stephenville, for example, or south or west of there, where there's some great rolling hills and fabulous farmland. All of that water, after all of the hot weather, all of the drought, all the humidity, wow. And then I'm looking around the country to see what sort of produce is really doing well, and there really isn't anything that's doing well, whether it's being grown on a family farm and it's for human consumption, or whether it's beans and whether it's corn, things that can be used for animal consumption. There's nothing that's doing well. Nothing. And to highlight that, let's go to Minnesota, for some projections on the apple crop. We all love them. We look forward to it. I started selling some local apples in my farmer's market on my farm this past weekend, and they were pretty good. A little tart in comparison to what they usually are, the first in the season apples, and they're a little small because we haven't had a lot of rain, and it's tough for the apples to mature, as is being, really experienced firsthand in Minnesota. This drought has forced apple orchards to push back the dates that they would be opening. The official start of fall is, 3 weeks away? Labor Day's less than a couple of weeks away. There are fun activities that go on the farms, the family farms that have apple orchards and pears and all the things that people can go. It's fun to go apple picking. Several orchards opened up for the season this past weekend in Minnesota. Emma Crumby's Orchard and Farm in Belle Plain, which happens to be where my sister lives, won't open until next week. The business, looking on Facebook, their publication, Mother Nature, they write, in Minnesota is very unreliable, so we have to, unfortunately, push our season opener back. We apologize for any inconvenience. One wonders, as we look around the country, looking at Facebook and other social media, where farms, smart farms, are promoting themselves and what's going on. It's some of them have started to open up. I thought it was kind of cute. Here's something I saw on Facebook. Well, we picked, in quotation mark, the wrong weekend. We will not be opening this weekend as previously planned. Mother Nature has asked for more time to perfect the apples. And what's, in quotation marks, appealing about an orchard without apples to pick? I'd say that was, yes. Anyway, so that's the story on that farm, and I'm sure it's being replicated on many farms all around the country because there's so much bare. Look at the cornfields around. I'm chopping corn for my cows now, and it's amazing how bare some of them are and how quickly the corn is turning brown. You got to get at that. Let's go to Indiana for the next item of interest here on the American Family Farmer. Long-standing Dubois, I think it's pronounced Dubois, D-U-B-O-I-S. Is it Dubois or Dubois County? And a lot of farms that have been recognized for their longevity with the Hoosier Homestead Award. There are 106 farms that have been in operation for over 100 years. I thought this was really cool. And because it's the Indiana State Fair, and the honor goes to these, each one of these farms has been recognized by the governor and the Secretary of Agriculture, They have a lot of work being done. Indiana, Illinois, all the farm states have departments in the state as well as the federal government that are trying to boost farm production, boost farm ownership with younger people, more diversity, that sort of thing. But I thought it was cool. The farms have to be owned by the same family for more than 100 years. They have to be 20 acres or more, and they have to produce thousands of dollars in products every year. So, there were three different farms of distinction there. The Centennial Award for 100 years. There's actually a Sesquicentennial Award for 150 years. I think this is kind of cool. Every state should do this to highlight family farms and have people understand how it is that they provide you with food and fuel and fiber to sustain your body and your life. That sounds kind of romantic, but it's true. And in that state, 6,100 families have received the award over the years. Congratulations to all the farms, the Melvin Menke Farm, the Hopp Family Farm, the Glenn Menke Farm. That's an interesting, I wonder if they're related. The Wire Farm, the Verkamp Farm. Congratulations to all of you. Another farm celebrating its 100th anniversary, third-generation farmers Dan and Ann Manassaro, 100 years of operating, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in Orange County in California. Congratulations to them. The county turns out this is on a rural road. I just kind of like highlighting these stories and these people as part of the news. The drought is really the big story, though, of the week, I think. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, time for us to focus on something that's very important for you and your family, your health and well-being. How is the air in your home? For that matter, how's the air in your barn? Here's a new product called the Thunderstorm. It's an air purifier, proven oxy technology, which destroys viruses, odors, mold, and a lot more. You want to get healthy and stay healthy? You want the air to feel and smell like right after a thunderstorm. That's why this device is called a thunderstorm, because it creates air, it purifies the air using oxy technology, sends out molecules into the air which seek out odors and air pollutants and gets them. So you want to have the bad smells destroyed, not just masked. You don't want to cover them up. You want to get rid of them. So I call upon the thunderstorm. It purifies the air in my home, especially where the dog is, and it'll purify the air in your home. You can right now get three of these and save $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. This is the EdenPure Thunderstorm. That's what we're talking about. You get three of them for whole home protection. Three units. You know, you come in, if you're a dairy guy, you got manure on your shoes. Let's face it, it smells. Doesn't smell bad to me, but some people find it offensive. Get rid of the odor with your own EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Special offer, go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code DUG3, D-O-U-G, the number 3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code DUG3. You'll find shipping is free as well. The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an EdenPure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get three units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Moving along now in the American Family Farmer this week, Doug Steffen introducing you to Melissa O'Rourke, who is a farm and agribusiness management specialist at Iowa State University. The extension, you know, this is something that I think a lot of people now find interesting, Melissa, if I may call you that. The extension services. A lot of state universities have extension services. Some don't. In the University of Massachusetts, I know I was a veteran of that whole business and what the extension service is all about. But I think a lot of people these days don't know what the extension service is about. You want to start by explaining what the Iowa State University extension services provide, what they're all about?
Sure, Doug, and nice to be with you today.
Nice to have you.
Well, the extension service, again, these are established in most states, in Iowa well over 100 years ago. The idea was, somewhat as the name implies, to extend the university. So we think of our extension service, we have 99 counties in Iowa, as having 99 little campuses.
Mm-hmm.
An office in each county, and through those offices, but now so much more through online for us, through our ag decision maker, website, through webinars, through publications, things like that, that we are extending the services of the university to the people of the state. So that you don't just have to go to Ames, Iowa, and go to classes at the university and enroll in the university to avail yourselves of the education, the research, the advice, the information that you can gain. And I constantly tell people that what we do is to provide research-based information and instruction to help improve the quality of lives of all Iowans. But then, again, oftentimes I'm working with people beyond the borders of Iowa, but
sure.
But we focus on Iowa.
What would be an example of something like that taking place, Melissa?
Oh, well, just as an example, I just completed a run that I do every year about this time, starting late July into August, of educational programs. And these are in-person educational programs, except during COVID, I did them. I recorded videos. I did webinars. And the main topic is farmland leasing and management of farmland. And I hold one of these programs in every county, kind of in my area where I focus my work in Northeast Iowa. But they're held all over the state. And it is to educate people about how to manage their farmland. And if they are in a farmland owner, producer, tenant relationship, how to improve communication, how to work together, how to set goals. And again, that is just extending the services, the education, research-based information of the university to Iowans in every county of the state.
So in a moment, I want to pause for a second. Then I want to get into your background or whether you're I usually ask that of most of the guests that are here, whether you're a farm kid or not. Melissa O'Rourke is here. She's the Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State. working in the Extension Services outreach to all people in Iowa, which seems to me to be a pretty intelligent thing to do. All right, we'll continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Moving back into the focus here of your farming and the American Family Farmer's overview of what's going on, Melissa O'Rourke is with us on the American Family Farmer. She's at Iowa State University. I guess I'm interested, as I suggested before, in your background. I always ask people whether they're farm kids or not.
Yeah. Technically, my parents weren't farmers. My mother's parents were farmers. We spent summers on Grandma and Grandpa's farm in Southwest Iowa when we were little kids. And then we grew up on an acreage. We had chickens. My mother was a dirty 30s farm girl. Huge garden, mm-hmm. canning everything.
Yeah.
And then when I went to college, I majored in agriculture and business. And then my husband and I have raised and managed a herd of registered Toggenburg dairy goats for over 25 years.
So what intrigued you about that? Why do that? What is there that you like about it?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was, but I was intrigued by dairy goats for years. Actually, another one of my brothers, he majored in dairy science at Iowa State University, lived on the dairy farm there, and I would go stay with him at times. And not only did they have a cow dairy, but at that time they had a dairy goat operation as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just always intrigued by dairy goats. Dairy goat milk is the most widely drunk milk in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Goat meat is the most widely eaten meat in the world. And it was after my husband and I got married, we acquired our first 4 dairy goats, and still today, I milk the goats every morning. So.
Do you? That's great for your hands. If you're doing it by hand, you have to have super strong hands and wrists. All right, that's a great way of developing them. So that's cool. That's good to know. It's bona fide age time. People want to know the folks that are here talking about farming have experience or know their thing, if you will. So
right.
Let's go back to something you were talking about, the ownership of land. There's a big problem, as I see it anyway, for two reasons. Number one, at least in land ownership, how much the Chinese have been able to buy quietly, how much guys like Gates have been able to buy quietly and control, because without land, you don't have food, and why in the world we would allow the Chinese or anybody else to come buy our land is beyond me. I know there's a bill that's pending in the House, and I don't know where it is in the Senate, that would prohibit the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, any country that's not considered to be our friend from buying and or owning land, agricultural land especially, but I think they're expanding it to be buildings and just anything. And I think that's frankly, I don't look upon the Chinese as our friends, especially when you see all of the problems that are coming from their acquiring Smithfield and just the general business about what we're getting here in terms of contaminated food. I just saw a report, interestingly enough, about safety in food, mostly imported from China, but other countries also are reporting in, and the report is the same. The amount of contaminated food, the synthetic beef, the chemicals in beverages, the metal in garlic, bamboo shoots, and in food, food security and that sort of thing. China is at the bottom of the list for food quality and safety. And so I want to get off on this. As you can tell, it's something that I feel is very important. I want to know how you deal with that, because the question has to come up among people that are managing. They have to be approached from time to time by the Chinese, or maybe they're accused of doing things that are connected to the Chinese problems, and they're not their problems at all. So I want to continue with that. Melissa O'Rourke is here with us on the American Family Farmer.
I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SAVE. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAVE for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code SAVE for a $5 bonus.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped at gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. There'll be a closely watched school board decision in South Texas. The police chief of the Uvalde, Texas school system could become the first officer to lose his job over the slow and much criticized police response to the Robb Elementary School shooting 3 months ago today. School board members are expected to make a decision on whether to fire Chief Pete Arredondo. Well, the stage is set in Florida, where Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist will battle Republican incumbent Ron DeSantis in the gubernatorial race this November. The 66-year-old moderate, who served as Florida's Republican governor a decade ago, hopes to appeal to voters in the state's teeming suburbs. Crist outlined what he brings to the table in St. Petersburg on Wednesday. He took aim at DeSantis for, in his words, berating children wearing masks.
Who does that? His name's Ron DeSantis. Enough of him. We need to get rid of him.
This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Parts of northern Texas mired in a drought labeled as extreme and exceptional are flooding under torrential rain. In a drought, sounds similar? It should. The Dallas region is just the latest drought suffering but flooded locale during a summer of extreme weather whiplash, likely goosed by human-caused climate change, scientists say. Parts of the world are lurching from drought to deluge. The St. Louis area and 88% of Kentucky early in July were considered abnormally dry, and then the skies opened up. The rain poured in biblical proportions, inch after inch, and deadly flooding devastated communities. In just 2 weeks in late July and early August, the U.S. had 10 downpours that are only supposed to happen 1% of the time, sometimes called one in 100-year storms. For the first time in 50 years, NASA is on the precipice of launching a rocket that's designed to fly astronauts all the way to the moon. But instead of leaving just flags and footprints in a mad dash to beat the Soviet Union, NASA has a new rival and new goals as it races to establish a permanent human presence on the moon. There's a new space race, this time with China. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson told German newspaper Bild in July, "We must be very concerned that China is landing on the moon and saying, 'It's ours now, and you stay out.'" Last month, thieves in Southern California stole millions of dollars worth of jewelry heading to a gem show from a Brinks tractor trailer in a late-night heist. The jewelers are suing Brinks, and Brinks is countersuing the jewelers. The L.A. County Sheriffs and FBI are investigating the robbery. This is USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back in the next half hour of our program, brought to you in part by the folks who want to help you keep yourself healthy, Calitrin. Right now, Melissa O'Rourke is with me. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week with a focus on farms and families and the food and how it comes in this circumstance. We're studying the state of Iowa. Melissa is a farm and agribusiness management specialist at Iowa State University. So human resources for family farmers, it's got to be the same problem. I know a lot of my friends who were on the farm, grew up on the farm. I've been on the farm all my life, been around cows all my life, but there's nobody in my family who's interested. They want to keep the land and keep it producing, but they can't do it themselves. And one wonders in Iowa how much of a problem this is and how, I know you're dealing with it. How are you dealing with it?
Well, you know, there are some challenges and some opportunities. Most of the farmland in Iowa is owned by Iowans. And that's a wonderful thing. We're really fortunate with that. The challenge that we see, again, is that it takes more acres in at least traditional commodity, you know, corn and soybeans and some of our livestock operation. It takes more acres to support a family. So the operations do become larger, but again, by far the ownership in Iowa of farmland is by Iowans. But what we see is that we have families who talk about so this relates to that issue of farm succession,
right?
That they want to keep the farm in the family, and that's a wonderful thing. But each time, you know, let's say even if we had a section, 640 acres, and so mom and dad farm that land, or grandma and grandpa, and then it gets passed down. But then at some point, then they die, and they say, we're gonna pass it on to the kids, and there's four kids. So now they each own 25% of 640 acres. And essentially, then, if they're owning it as tenants in common, then they are all business partners. Mm-hmm. Are any of those four now adult children actually farming? Sometimes we have maybe one that's farming and maybe not. Sometimes all four of them have gone on to different careers. So then what are they doing? They're leasing out the farmland to other operators, usually in that neighborhood. And that, as I mentioned earlier, when I do these farmland leasing and management workshops and just do a lot of education in that area, we're dealing with the issues of communication, goal setting, between those family members who own the farmland and want to see it farmed well and with, you know, many times have good goals of conservation and stewardship of that land, but they're working with an operator, a producer, a tenant who doesn't own the land.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, many of those, the vast majority of our producers who may own some land themselves, but also are farming land that they do not own through some kind of a lease or a crop share arrangement, they are also very concerned about conservation and stewardship and being good stewards of that land. But the communication can be a real challenge, especially when we have farmland owners who may have grown up on the farm, but they never actually farmed themselves. They never had to make those decisions.
Right.
So we work on improving the communication and helping both the farmland owners and the producer tenants to understand and communicate with one another so that they have a good relationship and move forward through the generations. But sometimes those sizes of the acreages do get smaller, and that just continues to be a challenge.
So, under the circumstance, the challenges that you're talking about, one of many, Iowa is one of our premier farming states. So I think people tend to think, okay, if it's good in Iowa or not good in Iowa, so goes the rest of the nation. Is the heat this year the biggest problem in terms of, you're talking about is getting people to work on the farm, but those who are there, is it hard to get people because it is so doggone hot that people don't want to work out in the land no matter, you know, what their status is with the farm, whether they're workers or whether they're owners? How is that affecting what's being produced?
Well, and actually, heat has not been a big problem this year. We do have a pocket of drought out in far northwest Iowa, but actually, our rain has been good. We haven't had too much heat. The crops are all looking pretty good around here. Actually, we had kind of a late start. We had some cool weather, so in terms of our degree growing days, and you know, I'm a lawyer. I am not an agronomist.
Uh-huh.
But I know that we need some heat days. Nevertheless, in terms of those operations that need to hire non-family members to come and work on the farm, but there's just a lot of challenges all over our economy right now in finding people to hire, finding people to come out and work.
Yeah.
So that is really an issue. But when there are situations, and right now we're getting, you know, toward the end of August, it is starting to cool off. We're having cooler. We were in the 50s here last night. We're having cooler nights. But when it is warm out there, our farm managers, owners, supervisors need to be well attuned to how do we manage our farm employees and workers when it is hot. Because he can be very dangerous. Sometimes, you know, we think about the cold. We certainly have plenty of that in December, January, and February here in Iowa. But he can also be very dangerous to our workers. And so that's another thing that Extension has done. It's an area that I've been concerned in, is, you know, our human resource management, is how do we work with are the folks that are out there working on the farm, be it in cropping operations, livestock operations, to keep them safe and have a healthy working environment.
What percentage of people in Iowa are born, raised, and have worked on the farm all their lives versus imported labor? How does that shake out? Just out of curiosity, I'm interested.
I don't feel like I have that number right off the top of my head, and I don't want to just take a wild guess here. We certainly have it as you know, all across America. I think in Iowa we have many, many people who are working on farms who are lifelong Iowans, but all across America. We have a need to increase our labor and our workforce, and we have a lot of, as we have historically in the U.S., a lot of immigrants that have come here and want to work, and so that really has been a benefit in many parts of Iowa and in many industries, particularly in the area of livestock. Work and management and, you know, breeding and raising, managing livestock, be it dairy, pork production, beef production. There's just, a lot of pockets in Iowa, areas all across Iowa that have a lot of livestock. And, you know, that's very labor intensive, very hands on. And so we're fortunate to have, immigrant labor come, and that's really, really helped our labor situation here in Iowa.
All right. We'll continue in a matter of a moment. I want to talk about women in agriculture. You've made your position clear. I get it. But I think it's very interesting to see, from at least in my neck of the woods, how many more women are running farms. And I wonder if that's a trend that is continuing in Iowa. Back to Melissa O'Rourke in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about your health and well-being. As we have gone through the summer, we've had some of us good summers. Some of us have had productive summers. Some of us have been hot and sweaty. We've lost weight naturally. Some people, because of the amount of exercise and work that you're doing on the farm, you're losing weight. But then there are those who are enjoying the fruits of all of your labor, and maybe they're packing on a few extra pounds here and there. They want to take care of it. They've gone on a diet, and now their question is, how do I keep the weight off? And the healthy way, the correct way to do that, is with an all-natural product that's been in existence for 25 years now here in America. It's perfect for keeping the weight off. So, get results. Go to toploss.com. Use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. Get 90 days free when you buy 90 days. The dog days of summer sale continues. Also, free shipping. That's important, too, using that code Doug at toploss.com. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that, and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
I tend to second guest dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancreatic lipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Back for a few more minutes. Melissa O'Rourke has been here on the American Family Farmer. So women in agriculture, how important is this? An increasing importance, I would think, in farm states,
Absolutely. Actually, Doug, I love that you brought this up. The fastest growing demographic of farmland ownership in Iowa, and I think in other farm states, is women. How is that happening? Some of it's happening through marriage, some through inheritance, and some through women buying farmland. And so Iowa State University Extension, and I think other university extensions across the country are recognizing this and realizing too that a lot of those women, again, some of them grew up on a farm, some didn't, but if they didn't kind of grow up and work in farming, they need more education. So we are absolutely providing that, helping women to do better work in managing their farmland. And some of these are, significant acres, where we start to get up, but I also want to mention that, I know a number of women, in the area that they acquired or got access to maybe as little as 2 acres, 5 acres, and they are running some very, very successful small farm operations. And this might be vegetables, fruit, small livestock operations. I'm talking from dairy goats and sheep to small cattle operations, pasture swine, and really very successfully, working darn hard, these women are, but running financially successful operations. We talk about that word sustainable farming. And as you know, Doug, one of the most, probably the most important thing about an operation being sustainable is it financially sustainable?
Absolutely.
And I've just seen some of these small operations be very financially successful and sustainable. And there are people who think, how can you make a living on 2, 3, 5, 10 acres? You absolutely can. It takes a lot of work, a lot of sweat equity, a lot of really focusing on your finances. I'm not saying at all that men aren't doing that as well, but I just happen to be aware of a number of those kinds of operations, and it's just been fun for me to work with them and see what they're doing with the land. And then in terms of, our communities, when you've got small businesses being established and growing, what are they doing? They're buying supplies. They're buying commodities. We've got more dollars circulating through our small communities, our counties, again, all across Iowa. It's good for our towns, our school districts. It's just building the community throughout the area, and it's a great thing. As you can tell, I just have a joy in working with that.
Melissa O'Rourke, Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at the Iowa State University Extension Service, here talking about what's going on from her perspective in Iowa in farming on the American Family Farmer. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
53 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, connecting the dots between food and family and farms. And one of the things, because I am a dairy guy, I've been around cows all my life. I raise Jersey replacement heifers now, and I'm thinking about actually going back into the milking business. Maybe milk 30 or 40 Jerseys and sell the raw milk on the farm like we did before, use it for ice cream and that sort of thing. There has been a lot of talk here. You hear it on this program. I hear it in the state of Massachusetts where I am. I hear it all over the place. The focus on the decline of the family farm. So let me share some thoughts about this. I am not a corporate farm fan. You've pretty much figured that out by now if you've been listening to this program for, it's been around for 4 or 5 years. I think that that's been, and talking about the Chinese and they're buying land, I made reference to that earlier in this program with a discussion of farming in Iowa with the lady who's in the extension service there. It's deplorable. And if for now, you know, you get down to the generational thing of who's going to control our farmland as we go forward. Should it be the families that own the land, families that rent land? The number of dairy farms, for example, has declined dramatically in America in favor of the big farm, the agribusinesses, the dominance of family-run farms. However, in some parts of the country, has continued. The whole business, I decry the factory farms because they're not really farms, they're factories. But the family farms, the smaller family farms, can survive. You can milk a few more cows. But family farms are driving dairy pretty much around the country still. And that's something that I'm happy about. And I feel like I, when I look at the numbers, there are about 40,000 farms of all sizes with dairy cows in our country, around 40,000. When I was a kid growing up, it was four times that many. But you look at the number of farms, licensed dairy operations, the vast majority of them, as a matter of fact, there are only about 1,000 factory farms. The rest of that 39-plus thousand, almost 40,000 farms, are family-operated. 97% of dairies, that's a high percentage. And it's not, you know, the consolidation that's gone on hasn't taken place in a lot of these farms. And I think this is interesting news. I wouldn't have thought, had I not seen this info from the USDA, I wouldn't have thought that this was the circumstance. But family farm percentage ownership, 97%. That's pretty remarkable when you think about it. So what's going on? The same thing that's been going on for a long time. Dairy farmers sell their cows to fund their retirements. Farmers whose children don't want to take over the farm sell to the farmer whose children will. Small number of corporate farms do exist, maybe 1,000 or 1,200, because they tend to be larger, produce a lot of milk, and really the questionable quality is always there. When dairy farms consolidate, as a rule, they consolidate into older family farms. They stay with family farms. They don't go into the big farm operations. So I think, and somebody sent me this information because they hear me all the time talking about what's happened here in my state of Massachusetts. When I was a kid growing up, 400 and maybe more, 430, 40 dairy farms. There are now, I think, just barely 100 dairy farms in the whole state. But yet we have lots of, you know, we have population increasing here. So where's the milk coming from? It's coming across the border from New York State. And some of it's coming from Vermont, but mostly the milk in Vermont goes across to New York. I mean, think about how crazy this is. New York farmers, milk's coming into New England, and the Vermont farmers' milk is going, some of it goes even into Canada, but across into New York. It's crazy. But at any rate, my premise here in thinking is I opine about the future of dairy farms. Who knows what the future will bring? I just know that for my persuasion, from my experience, the better the family farm operation, the fewer big farms we have, the better the operation with families are running. It's just the milk quality is that much better, frankly. So the average cow, I'm sorry, the average farm now has 80 cows still. Imagine that. The average in 1990 was 50 cows. The average now is 80. But there are many average-sized family farms that have 300, 400, 500 cows. At any rate, I think it's good news to note that family farms still drive the dairy business. That's my thought. That's my thinking. That's my opinion. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.